Real love is not a search to go against loneliness. Real love is to transform loneliness into aloneness. To help the other, if you love the person, you help him to be alone. You don't fill him or her. You don't try to complete the other in some way by your presence. No. You help the other to be alone, to be so full out of her or his own being that you will not be a need. When the person is totally free, then out of that freedom, sharing is possible. Then he gives much, but not as a need. He gives much, but not as a bargain. He gives much because he has much. He gives because he enjoys giving. Lovers are alone. And a real lover never destroys your aloneness. He will always be totally respectful about the aloneness of the other. It is sacred. He will not interfere in it. He will not spoil that space. But ordinarily, the so-called lovers are very much afraid of the other and the other's aloneness, independence. They are very much afraid because they think if the other is independent, then they will not be needed. Then they will be discarded. So the woman goes on trying that the husband should remain dependent, always in need, so that she can remain valuable. And the husband goes on trying in every way that the woman always remains in need, so that he remains valuable. This is a bargain. And there is continuous conflict, a struggle. The struggle is that everybody needs his freedom. Love allows freedom, not only allows, it strengthens freedom. And anything that destroys freedom is not love. It must be something else. Love and freedom go together. They are two wings of the same bird. Whenever you see that your love is going against your freedom, then you are doing something else in the name of love. Let this be your criterion. Freedom is the criterion. Love gives you freedom, makes you free, liberates you. And once you are totally yourself, you feel grateful to the person who has helped you. That gratefulness is almost religious. You feel in the other person something divine. He has made you free, or she has made you free. And love has not become a possessiveness. When love deteriorates, it becomes possessiveness, jealousy, struggle for power, politics, domination, manipulation, thousand and one things, all ugly. When love soars high to the purest sky, it is freedom, total freedom. It is moksha. It is absolute freedom.